All right, good morning. Again, this morning's breakfast and class are dedicated graciously in honor of the great reality and person that Elliot Dweck is, returning from the front line in Gaza. You are our hero. We look to you to be inspired. I know you just said that you were inspired by others. You inspire us through your acts and your dedication and courage to defend others. I'd like to, on that note, really return to a point that we discussed on Sunday and to just continue the thought a little bit more, but I'll really begin with my own feelings, my own thoughts most recently about this time period. At the same time that we're fighting Achenu B'nai Yisrael in Israel for our continued existence and life, we're also celebrating the establishment of our nation in the month of Nisan and with the holiday of Pesach. It appears as if there is conflicting feelings over there. On the one hand, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the establishment of a nation, for freedom, for the ability to say this is Zeman Chirutein, we have the ability to do what we want as we see it fit. And at the same time, though, we're under the pressure of war. We're defending ourselves. It appears as if we don't have that true freedom. But I wonder, though, I wonder if the individuals like Elliot, who stand on the front lines, represent what we discussed and will continue to discuss, is freedom at its best. Because freedom doesn't per se mean the ability to just do whatever you want. Freedom means the capability to think about others. We begin the Haggadah Shel Pesach, as we mentioned on Sunday, by inviting in others, something we could and should be doing all the time, certainly on all the holidays. But we do it specifically on Pesach, because Pesach is the time during which we say, I know as a slave, I couldn't be thinking about others. I necessarily needed to be focused on myself. Now that I'm expressing and feeling that freedom, as I manifest what it means to be a Ben Horin, I turn and I say, there are others. I care more about others than about myself. Could you find someone who manifests, who portrays freedom better than an individual who puts himself on the front lines in order to defend others? The truth is, as we're about to leave Egypt, God has an intriguing request, command of Bnei Israel. Not only are you to eat Korban Pesach, not only are you to make certain that yourself, that you are circumcised, you have a berit milah as you eat from that Korban Pesach, but you need to make certain that every male in your household has a milah before you yourself eat from Korban Pesach. What a strange command. We have commands on holidays. Generally speaking, 99% of the time are relevant to myself. I need to hear shofar on Rosh Hashanah. If I have a family member, a male or female, who's not going to be present in Knis, I still listen to the shofar. There's no blemish in my fulfillment if they're not present. I have a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. It's beautiful to be with the whole family, but if I have family members who don't want to or are incapable of being in the sukkah, I still fulfill the mitzvah. I'm still commanded to do it. On Kippur, I have a responsibility, a mandate from the Torah. What if someone can't fast? What if someone isn't fasting in my family? Does that mean that I, as a result, are in some way messed up, not capable of fulfilling this? Certainly not. Specifically and only, when it comes to Pesach, when it comes to the holiday of freedom, comes to the time which commemorates our ability to get out of the constraints of bondage in Egypt, that's the time during which the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to all of us and says, being a free person means not only can you, but you must be thinking not only about yourself, but about those around you. The truth is that the freedom from Egypt, the Exodus, the Ge'ula, began a lot beforehand with a similar reality. It began when Moshe was commanded to go into Egypt to redeem the Jews. He's told by God, go down into Egypt, you're going to go to Paro, and you're going to demand the freedom of Am Yisrael. But on his way in, there's a very strange, hard-to-understand story in the Torah. He stops together with his wife at some sort of inn or motel. And there, his own life is threatened, and it seems clear, certainly the way the rabbis explain it, because he hadn't circumcised his son. It takes Sipporah, his wife, to realize and understand that we need a circumcision in this moment. Do you follow? The beginning of redemption, just like the end of the redemption, is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu turning to us and saying, are you doing this for yourself, Or are you thinking about others as well? Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm imagining Kivyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to him in that moment, I know you have a milah. I know you're set straight in your values, in your direction. Are you thinking about others as well? Because I'm about to tell you to only think about others. I'm about to tell you to demand freedom, which means we need to be thinking and realizing the freedom that will be felt by us. That's by thinking about family members, but anyone related, involved in our lives. We can and must, when we have the freedom to think about them, focus on them, and care for them. The truth is the Pesukim and the Torah seem to link up those two episodes for good reason. The Pasuk over there with regards to when Sipporah takes Esror and gives the Milah to her son, the Pasuk says that the blood, Vatagat Liraglav, the Pasuk seems to describe something touching, maybe the blood touching the feet. And it's the same word, V'higa'atem il hamashkof, the blood in Makat Bechorot was to touch the doorposts. The Torah is linking these two, I'm certain, for many reasons, but fundamentally for our conversation, for our direction, to describe to us, if you're going to be a free people, realize that it's not about your own circumcision per se. It's about understanding the mission to think about others as well. The truth is that the command to Moshe upon entering into Egypt, what was he to tell Paro? Beni Bechori Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expression of selfhood turned to Paro and say, who am I? I'm the father of Am Yisrael. What a strange description. Why do you need to describe Bnei Yisrael as my firstborn sons? Unless God in that moment, Kivyachol, is saying, me as the free one, means I think about others. I have children. I care for them. And of course, we reciprocate that. God says to us, V'igadta l'binecha. It starts with Bini Bechori, God saying, you're my children, my firstborn. And he says, now that you're redeemed, now that you're a free person, don't just think about yourself. Don't spend the night of Leil Seder opening a book and focused on yourself. Don't even tell the story to yourself and delve into it on a level that's relevant to you. V'igadta l'binecha. Focus on the others. Invite the others. Focus on your children. To think about, again, in this moment, being at war is difficult. Thinking about danger, thinking about the constraints and the confines of being attacked from the outside when we're dealing with someone like Iran is not simple. That's not easy to see in a moment where I'm supposed to be feeling that exhilarating expression and emotion of freedom. But if on the other hand, we focus not on the war per se, but on the soldiers, on the individuals who are standing up and saying, I'm defending others, well then we're seeing freedom at its best. Abraham Avinu, the Torah tells us, was commended by God and told that he'll inherit the land of Canaan. And you'd imagine it's because of his steadfast dedication to God. It must be because Abraham was a ma'amin. Maybe it was because Abraham was an individual who spearheads a movement of monotheism, of chesed of some sort. The pasuk says, "Lema'an asher yisaved banav ve'et beto acharav v'shamiru derech Adonai la'asot tzedaka u'mishpat." What's the greatness of Abraham? God himself and Parashat Vayera says, because he'll instruct, and he is doing so, future generations, because he focuses not only on himself, but on those to come, on the future, on those who surround him. Greatness, freedom on Pesach is experienced, is felt, is expressed through focusing on others, through opening the doors and inviting others in, through defending, in the literal sense, the lives of others. The Gemara will come to it in some years from now in Masechet Bava Kaman Daf Tzadi Zayin. We're quite a way off, but on Daf Tzadi Zayin, the Gemara describes Matbe'a Shel Abraham Avinu. It says, what was the coin, kivyachol, of Abraham? Of course, it doesn't mean per se there was an actual coin. It means like if you were to depict who was Abraham Avinu, on one side it says there was an old man and an old woman. On the other side, there was a young man and a young woman. That's a very cryptic Gemara. There's many interpretations, no doubt. I wonder if another, adding to the interpretations that are often suggested, is that Abraham's mission, who he defined himself as, was a person who thought not only about himself, the zaken and the zekena, but about the bahur and betula as well. It's my responsibility not only to defend myself, not only to teach myself, not only to connect myself with God, but to be focused on the next generation, to educate, to defend, to involve, to engage. Because to truly understand what Derech Adonai, Abraham was told by God as describing him, is, it's Lema'an Asher Yisaveh et Banav et Beto Aharav. It's that he'll instruct his household and those who come after him. V'shameru Derech Adonai la'asot tzedaka u'mishpat. Justice and righteousness can't be practiced in a vacuum, on an island by yourself. They're necessarily by engaging with others. A slave needs to focus on themselves. A person who's under the control of another needs to steal the food and put it in their own mouth. A person who's truly free turns to others and gives them that food. A slave is focused on their own mind. A free person is v'gadta l'binecha. A slave says, my connection with God is my own berit milah. A free person, Moshe was taught upon entering Egypt, and we were taught upon leaving Egypt, gives a berit milah, connects his entire household to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In our day and age, we're re-experiencing a freedom of Mitzrayim, an expression of what it means to be B'nei Horin. Again, I say it and I mean it, inspired by looking at people who selflessly dedicate themselves to defending others. It should only be something that we strive to do, that we achieve in whatever way we can. I don't imagine any of us in this room, we're all over the hill, they don't want us on the front lines. But what I do believe is that each of us can focus on our children. We could focus on our community. We could focus on our larger community and nation. We could focus on those who are focused on us in terms of defending us. To truly feel fruited freedom, to truly express and manifest it means to notice the other, to care for them, and to extend yourself to them. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.